American reporter Nicholas Danilov arrived back in the United States today and accused Soviet spy Gennady Zakharov left for the Soviet Union. Administration officials insisted that there is no connection between the two as they announced plans for a meeting in Iceland October 11th and 12th between President Reagan and Soviet leader Gorbachev. We have two reports on today's developments. First, NPR's Jim Angle at the White House.
The preparatory meeting in Iceland was proposed by Secretary Gorbachev in a letter to President Reagan September 19th. Secretary Shultz said today the meeting will give the two leaders an opportunity to give a special push to preparations for a full-fledged summit later this year in the United States. President Reagan made clear his agreement to the meeting came after an agreement between the two nations on how to resolve the Danilov affair.
The release of Danilov made the meeting possible. I could not have accepted and held that meeting if he was still being held.
But the president and others insisted that Danilov's release without trial had no connection with Gennady Zakharov, the accused Soviet spy who was allowed to plead no contest to espionage charges today and ordered out of the country. Secretary Shultz tied Zakharov's departure to the Soviet agreement to release human rights activist Yuri Orlov and allow him and his wife to emigrate. I'm Jim Angle at the White House.
The Vatican today denounced all homosexual activity as morally evil and said homosexuals should be taught that their sexual practices are unacceptable to the Catholic Church. A document was relayed to all Catholic bishops and restates the Church's position that homosexual tendencies are not sinful, but activity is. This is NPR in Washington. University of Maryland basketball coach Lefty Drizel resigned today, another victim of the cocaine-induced death of basketball star Len Bias. Paul Guggenheimer reports.
Drizel's resignation came as no surprise today. In recent weeks, advisors to Maryland Chancellor John Slaughter and some members of the Board of Regents were pushing for Drizel's removal. This morning at Maryland's Cole Fieldhouse, Drizel made it official.
I want to announce that I am stepping down as a head basketball coach at Maryland. I will remain at Maryland in the position of Assistant Athletic Director. The university has agreed to honor the financial terms of my contract, which has 8 years remaining.
Drizel coached basketball at Maryland for 17 years, but following Bias's death, Drizel told a grand jury that he ordered an assistant to remove evidence of drug use from Bias's room, and subsequent revelations that his players were having academic problems proved to be Drizel's undoing. For National Public Radio, I'm Paul Guggenheimer in Washington.